All this week, the role food and agriculture plays in national security. Part one today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Mississippi State University, a land-grant college, recently hosted a day-long symposium on the relationship between food and agriculture and national security. MSU President Mark Keenum kicked off the event.
Food and agriculture are vital for a nation's security. If a country can't feed itself, its citizens, they're going to face tremendous challenges in that nation. And we know that there are many countries around the world that cannot feed themselves.
Keenum says the college is proud of both its agricultural heritage and its longstanding relationship with and support of the U.S. military.
Here in the United States, we are blessed with abundant resources, with innovative farmers and producers who have benefited from the work of land-grant universities like Mississippi State and other institutions across this country in being on the cutting edge and development of agricultural technology so we can, in fact, continue to feed our citizens and have an abundance that we can share with other nations around the world. That's what we're committed to.
Tomorrow, a military commander shares an on-the-ground national security success story in a foreign country. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.